Election officials in Alaska are up against the clock. They have until this Friday to translate all of the state's election materials into two indigenous languages. A U.S. district court judge ruled that the state had violated the Voting Rights Act by not providing the translations into the languages of Yupik and Gwich'in. KUAC's Emily Schwing has the story.
The court ruling applies to everything from poll workers' buttons that read, "Can I help?" to candidate statements to the ballots themselves. There are four regional election pamphlets totaling more than 600 pages. Some will be translated into the Yupik language. Alan Hayton is translating the material into the Gwich'in language.
Some of it is very technical language, legal jargon, and it's can be difficult to translate into our language.
Gwich'in is entirely unrelated to European languages, and its vocabulary is vast. Here's Hayden's translation of this sentence. The Alaska Departments of Natural Resources and Law have prepared the following statement of cost to the state of Alaska. Hayden isn't new to this kind of work. Last year, he translated Shakespeare's King Lear into Gwich'in, along with colleague Marilyn Savage. But she says this time the work is much more personal.
So people will say, "Oh, did you go to vote? It's in our language now," you know. So I'm pretty excited about it, yeah.
The translation is slow going because Hayden and Savage are working with a vocabulary that's decidedly not 21st century. Words like commerce, marijuana, and terms like Department of Natural Resources simply don't exist in Gwich'in. Gary Holton is a linguistics professor at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. He says translating election materials is particularly daunting because culturally, the Gwich'in language can't describe the very concept of elections.
If you were going to set out to design a language that was as different from English as possible, you would probably come up with something like Gwich'in.
If they can't find a word in Gwich'in, translators often decide to stick with the English term. Ordinarily, a dedicated language agency would discuss how best to create new terms, but no such group exists in Alaska. Nonetheless, Holton says this kind of work could help add new vocabulary to the language.
I think the best outcome could be that this election ballot translation process actually encourages more of that in other communities.
While the translations into Yupik and Gwich'in are a huge undertaking for Alaska's Division of Elections, it could help save two dying languages. Adding modern concepts to languages that are thousands of years old is something Marilyn Savage never really considered, but she understands the necessity.
I always thought our languages for, you know, from people from ancient times, in that it was just their day-to-day language for day-to-day living. Now we're in a century that's pretty high-tech.
It's unclear how many of Alaska's 300 native Gwich'in speakers or the state's 10,000 native Yupik speakers might head to the polls in November. But for those who do, it will be the first time they'll have the opportunity to vote in their native languages. For NPR News, I'm Emily Schwing in Fairbanks.